Have no fear, little flock. Have no fear, little flock, for the Father has chosen to give you the kingdom. Have no fear, little flock. It's a hymn that you might be familiar with. It comes from the gospel that you heard written today. Have no fear. And Jesus begins by saying, do not be afraid. Now, when someone says, don't be afraid, you're kind of wondering, what's next? Okay? Perhaps in your own life you've had an experience where someone says, sit down, I'd like to talk to you. Kind of gets your attention, doesn't it? Do not be afraid. Jesus shares these as words of assurance. Because words of assurance come with every new beginning. With every new beginning. You see it throughout our scriptures. You see it when God speaks with the patriarchs and the prophets and the kings. You hear it when Jesus talks to his disciples. Do not be afraid. It begins with that assurance. And Jesus does so as he's telling his disciples, prepare for a journey. Prepare for a journey. And so then he kind of reflects back to the Passover, where the Hebrew people are given instructions to be ready to travel, to be ready to leave Egypt, because God is going to act. Jesus says to them, I'm going to take you on a journey. Sell your possessions. Make purses for your travel. It's an emphasis on readiness and taking action. For the Father gives you the kingdom, he says. You're off on an adventure. For the kingdom now is a present reality for his disciples. Much will rest upon them. And so the words of assurance, do not be afraid. As you enter into this kingdom, and the vastness may be threatening, and you will be surrounded by uncertainty. And so the disciples of Jesus, taking on this new journey, are referred to as pilgrims, sojourners, foreigners, refugees, strangers. One author describes it as one who is on the way, is on the way. You are an alien in these places that will seem foreign to you. Do you know why aliens, yes, aliens have visited the planet. You know why they give our planet terrible reviews? Why Earth is given terrible reviews by aliens? It only has one star. I thought that was pretty good. Okay. But one who is on the way is reflected in a story of Greek philosophers. There's a traveler who stops at an excellent inn. And since this inn pleases him, he stays there. The traveler is later asked, have you forgotten your purpose? You are not traveling to this place, but rather through it. But the traveler says, but this is a fine inn. But as he asks, well, how many other inns are fine? Remember, you are simply passing through. The world is not the destination, but the world is the inn along the way. For Jesus tells his disciples that you are liable to be misunderstood. Because as you live, you are looking forward, looking ahead. Even the word that we have today, translated as parish, referring to a congregation, a community of faith, that word means aliens in the midst of a community. Aliens in the midst of a community. Seen as being different. Because Jesus focuses on the journey. Never accepting the standards and the methods of the world. And so you may be misunderstood. Maybe out of the ordinary. Maybe seen as erratic. A man realized that he was a very erratic driver. Only when he was driving one day. And the GPS device that he had and the voice that spoke to him was saying, go 400 feet. Take a slight right. Stop. Let me out. As aliens in the community, those traveling on this journey, the standards we have are God's. The methods we have are God's. And we are not to be complacent. So much I see today is troubling. Much of what I see is painful. And so then we are to challenge this world we are traveling through. Whether it be governments that we challenge, organizations and groups questioning their purpose. What are their goals? For the world's attitudes are not the attitudes of the kingdom. The standards are God's. And we are to live in this world, not to withdraw from it in our everyday life, but in this world we show our true citizenship. As disciples of Jesus and members of God's kingdom. A father was eagerly anticipating spring because he wanted to once again resume his golfing. Obviously, he lived in one of those wintry places. But this particular spring was very important because this spring he would have a new playing partner, his 8-year-old daughter. Over the years, they had first begun practicing inside the house, and then taking it out into the backyard. But one day a Titleist went through the kitchen window, so they had to move to the driving range. And so then he finally went to his daughter and says, do you want to play real golf? So for the first time, they went out on the local course. And so as they begin, he's telling her, well, now you have to count all your shots, even the mistakes. Play the ball where it lies. After you hit the ball and you leave a divot, fill it in, and maybe one more as well. After hitting out of a sand trap, the young girl is raking it. And he says she would have raked it for an hour to make it just perfect. But he reminded her that there were other players waiting, and they had to be considerate. He taught her how to fix the mark on the green and then the others around it. Practicing what it meant to take this journey, to make this round on the golf course. And afterwards, they sat in the clubhouse having lemonade and snacks, and the daughter said to her father, Daddy, that was fun. Let's do it again. And so throughout the summer, they played golf together. Each round of golf was about learning lessons, facing the hazards, being considerate to others, leaving it a better place. And all the while, it was done, daughter with her father. And so then we make this round through our lives. We pass our days on this earth as travelers, reflecting on God's kingdom, anticipating the ways in which Jesus may appear and we can serve Him by serving one another. Of facing what we are confronted with, serving and caring for others, leaving it a better place. All the while done with the Father. Amen.